For years, as I have consulted businesses all over the United States, when a businessman says he wants to maintain the status quo, I remind him of this simple reality. You can only coast in one direction. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. In business, you are on one of two trajectories, getting better or getting worse. You're either growing or you're contracting. Either you're eating or being eaten. There's no staying right where you are now. There's no such thing as status quo. You know, the same thing's true for our spiritual life. We're either one of two trajectories, either growing in our relationship with God, or frankly, we're growing away from God. As we are reminded in the book of Romans, we are either moving toward darkness or moving toward light. Daniel Burke, in his book Navigating the Interior Life, makes this point in a very profound way. He said, we're either headed for heaven or we're headed for hell. Most of us eat three meals a day to sustain us and keep us alive physically. But for most people, an hour once a week at church is the extent of what they're doing to fuel their spiritual lives. If our spiritual lives are to grow, then we need to do more. So what are you doing to change the trajectory of your soul? What are you doing to throw off darkness and put on light? Let me suggest that in addition to the same old New Year's resolutions about losing weight, working out more frequently, or stopping smoking, that we add a couple of spiritual resolutions as well. Here's a few ideas of what you might resolve. Pray more often. The simple prayer of offering up to God all that I may encounter today is a beautiful way to start. Attend Mass and receive the Eucharist more frequently. Try to add a Mass during the week to your schedule. Spend an hour each day in Eucharistic adoration. If you're lucky enough, as I do, to be at a parish where perpetual adoration is there, try making a commitment once each week. Spend a little time each day with the Word of God. The Bible is an excellent source for spiritual growth. Read a daily devotional magazine. There's some good ones like The Word Among Us, My Daily Visitor, Our Daily Bread, and the Magnificat. I'm certain you can find one that you'd like. Pray the Rosary, your chaplet of Divine Mercy. Or examine your conscience at the end of the day. A great idea is to take a few minutes before you go to sleep to review your day. Recall the things you did that were positive, that brought you closer to God. And then consider those things that you did that maybe didn't work that way. I promise you'll sleep better. I like to take some time during Christmas and New Year's to plan out my goals for the new year. I don't call them resolutions, I call them goals. I make sure that I always include my spiritual goals on my list. I write them down and I keep them with me. Do this and you'll be putting on the armor of light and changing the trajectory of your soul in a positive way. Remember, you can only coast in one direction. I hope you have a healthy and happy and blessed new year. This is Tony Agnese.